It all starts with one seed. Cast into the ground by a fellow believer. Someone that has shared the good news with you. And this seed is cast upon good soil. Your heart is receptive to the word, to hear, to believe. And as such, over time, as we grow, so does the shoot that comes out of the ground, out of the richness of your heart. Where once there was no compassion or joy or hope, now there is hope coming out of the very center of your soul. And it grows. This is Jesus within you, growing through you and out of you, so that the gifts and graces that you have, you may share with a world that needs to see these beautiful branches. As I was driving up to Farmington on Friday to do a workshop, I couldn't help be captivated by the beauty of all of those pine trees up there. And it got my attention because they were beautiful. Their branches forming together to bring life and beauty on this planet. And I must say that I initially thought to myself, how amazing our God, and how amazing this land here. Praise God, we get to see it. That's what God wants for you. For anyone that comes in contact with you, He wants them to say, praise God that I got to experience the love of God through that person. There are people that we meet that have the presence of God so richly entwined within them, a part of who they are, that you leave their presence and go, what have I just experienced? Knowing that it is the presence of God. I am the vine, and you are the branches. And you who live in me will bear good fruit. We will bear sustenance for a world to be fed on the word of God. But we must rely on God. And I don't know about you, but that first reading just went from preaching to meddling, because it ties in here. How can we be good fruit when we bear hatred against our neighbor? Oh, I said it, didn't I? Because I think I'm the only one in the room that struggles with this, right? Okay, I'll assume not. Because we can testify that there are people that have harmed us and hurt us to the core. Joe, how can we move past that? With God's hand and help, with the seed that is planted, we can move past it. And this is where, once again, we talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness does not mean forgetting. Forgiveness means that we're at the point that we can, if we can get to the point that every time we think of somebody, we do not immediately wish them ill. And we take baby steps. This is a lifelong journey. That if we're not even ready to get to that point, I suggest we go to God. And I'm here in some circumstances where I go, God, please give me the desire to get to the point that I want to not wish ill will every time I think of this person or situation. It is baby steps. And I think here is the beauty of it all. God understands our hurts. And as we are, if we are willing to work towards wholeness, God acknowledges it. We are not perfect people. Amen? I can speak for myself. No one, please don't be in shock. All you have to do is meet me for 5 minutes and know that that is truth. We are not perfect. We are only forgiven. And God wants us to work as if we are going to earn that perfection. No, do not get on me. I did not mean that we earn our salvation. We work towards perfection. That's the goal. And so this beautiful plant that we will become will be fresh, will be alive and vital as it seeks out a world that depends on its sustenance. For in Jesus, our world depends on a place that teaches us stop hating one another, love one another, and feast together. And we are all part of the same vine, each of us having a unique branch to that vine to grow, to be who Jesus calls us to be. But it takes care and watering and thought to make us whole. Do not become a dried up vine. Do not be the branch that is cut off because it yields no fruit. Grow. Allow the water of the Good Shepherd to feed you and be made whole. In this passage that we hear today, it is from a place where to grow vines with fruit and everything on them was a necessity of life. It was not one that we could just grow plants if we wanted to, but we could go down to, go down to whatever restaurant we wanted to go to and eat. If those vines were not cultivated and kept up and watered and nourished, where they grew branches, people died. No food. And so Jesus is saying here, not just simply, I'm the vine, and as you're the branches, if you get hungry, go to Cracker Barrel. I don't think that was ever mentioned there. He's saying, I am the life-giving source for you. You as branches grow out of me and become the life-giving source of the world. So grow and be the people that I have called you to be. This is the beauty of our faith, our interdependence on one another. And I love this, and will say it. This is where I go from preaching to meddling, but here it is. All the branches bear the same color, but different colors of fruit. Meaning, it doesn't matter the color of one's skin. We are all one. You can't tell a difference. But the colors of the fruit are the different talents, the different things that we bring to the world. So we're all in this together. Sharing. My hope is that you remember this. Remember, you wonderful, wonderful branch that sows beautiful fabrics and things. You beautiful branch that offers hospitality and visitation and music and all the other ministries that I did not mention. I need to go call a shout out to finance, SPRC, Ad Council, all these wonderful ministries that go on in the life of this church. You branches grow and free store. I just look at different people and say, oh yeah, that ministry and youth. And many more. Sunday school. I was worried about you, Patty. So, you be that part of God's garden and bloom where you are planted. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we give honor and glory and praise to God. Amen.